Today, Melanie Roy reminds us of the ancient tradition of the holy fool, who is wholly present in the Middle Eastern wise man Nasruddin.
If you thought saints couldn't be funny, think again, for here comes Nasruddin, the witty and wise visionary holy man from Sufi culture, a branch of Islam. In traditional folklore all over Iran, Turkey, and Afghanistan, anecdotes about Nasruddin are so popular that a dispute has been raging since the Middle Ages over which country has the distinction of being his native land. The stories of Nasruddin illustrate Sufi mystic truths through vignettes about mundane, everyday experience. Nasruddin himself is an ambiguous figure of humor. Impossibly clever and obtuse at the same time, he is sometimes the rogue hero having fun at the expense of others, and at other times the object of their jokes. Some of the stories offer astute studies of human psychology. In one tale, we meet the traveling Nasruddin, who is entranced by the sight of red hot chili peppers in a foreign town. Mistaking them for delicious exotic fruit, he buys a whole bunch and starts gorging himself on them. Soon enough, he realizes his error, but continues to torture himself. A passerby asks him the reason for such obstinacy. He replies, "These are not chili peppers I'm eating, it's my money." There are fantastical elements in Nasruddin's nature that make him a very unconventional teacher. A poor man, he once goes in his usual rags to a wedding feast at a rich household and is refused admission. He returns home and comes back to the wedding, garbed in the only fine cloak he has, and is welcomed this time. He takes off his cloak and promptly begins feeding the delicacies to the cloak, insisting all the while that the real guest at the banquet is his clothing, not him. It's subtle takes like these are the established authority of the rich and powerful that made the Nasruddin story so attractive to people all over the world. The historical Nasruddin is supposed to have been a contemporary of the medieval Persian tyrant Sultan Jahansuz, the burner of the world. Despite the centuries that have passed, Nasruddin and his stories can still compel children to think anew about oppressive social orders and the meaning of a truly spiritual life. 4 volumes of these tales for young people and adults have been collected by Idris Shah in English. The tales can also help to counter some of the stereotypes about Middle Eastern life and attitudes. There may be dusty, thronging bazaars, whirling dervishes, and beautiful maidens trapped in high-walled gardens, but Nasruddin's playful humor and irony bring these airy Eastern clichés down to earth.